Hello.
Hi, sorry, I think
Hi,
lost
sorry.
connection or something.
Yeah, sorry, I lost you. Okay, I was asking you how the DoorDash will be notified about the order once it is prepared or completed, or once I have placed the order.
How will they be notified?
Yeah.
I think it's through our Toast program that we do it.
Okay, perfect. So it will be taken care at your end. So we will be designing three screens, sorry, three interfaces. One will be for the user side, okay? One will be for your side. You will be managing all the orders and everything, right? So, or and you also would want us to create an admin panel, or you don't want us to create an admin panel, you just want it to be included in the interface where you will be confirming the order. So in that interface only, you will be able to manage the users and everything who are placing the order. Like you can manage user, add, edit, or delete them. You can manage the notifications. You can, of course, if you are there's a new item you have added in your menu, so you can send them push notifications like we all receive on our phones, okay? Or you are offering a hot deal, for example, a discount, okay? Depending on the event, for example, we know that we just crossed the New Year and Christmas, so maybe an offer was there for Christmas or New Year. So you can let them know like 50% off, 30, 25% off on our deal, something like that.
So will that be like something I would have to do through the app, or do I need to go to like the database to do that? How
Yeah,
do you guys do that?
we will provide you with a web-based database. Okay, so this is this should be included in the detailed package that I'm talking with you right now.
What
You
is
will
the database you're providing?
it will be a different database that we will create for you. Okay, it will be an admin panel. Okay. You will get login credentials. You can log into it. You will see how many users have created their profile, okay? And
Okay.
you can use that web-based database. It will be a link, okay, that you can use. It will be a software that you will use to manage the application from the user side. So if there is a user who had placed an order, but they are spamming, okay? They are placing the order or might be using someone else's credit card. You get a complaint that they want to cancel this order. It was not them or someone else. So you can just blacklist that. So we need to have this option. Okay, maybe there is a user who is misbehaving with the delivery guy. So we also need to make sure there can be different cases that can take place. So we need to provide some control to our admin so he can control the users. Right?
And this is a database you guys will be building, or is it a framework
We will
like a
be building.
Firebase or okay.
We will be building it for you. It will be everything. We will be building it on open source code, okay? And it will be all customized according to the application. Nothing will be pre-built, okay? Everything will be built from scratch. Now, it all depends on you. If you want
Okay.
to use a white label app or services, we can go ahead and do that, okay? But if you want us to create an application from scratch, we will do that for you. So it will be your
Okay.
call. Okay. These are the details right now which I've discussed. Do you have anything that I've missed right now in your mind?
No.
Okay, I have
I
one thing.
mean,
You told me about the rewards point.
oh, yes, the rewards
Right?
points.
So how you think that the rewards point will be calculated? On the number of orders, the price of orders, or the
The number of orders.
The number of orders. So how frequent the user is placing the order, right?
Yes.
Okay. And we will set an algorithm for that. That if, for example, if a user is placing an order from you guys twice a week or regularly, maybe once a month, so how much reward points they will get, and how will they will be able to use the reward points? What will they get? A discount, a coupon, or what? Free meal?
A discount.
A discount.
Well, can we do discount and coupon?
We can provide them, for example, I can see in my profile that I'm a regular user of your application and restaurant, and it's been like 6 months that I'm continuously placing an order using the application. So I can see it in my
mm-hmm.
profile that I've collected for around maybe 300 reward points. Okay, it's an example. So, and I would want to redeem them. So I will I will have this option in the profile that I would want to redeem my points, 300 reward points that I have. And I will get a coupon automatically generated by the system that I will be making for you guys using the algorithm, okay? And while placing the next order, there will be a section while making the payment, a promo code option, if you have a promo code. So the user will be able to input the promo code and they will get a discount, maybe a 30%, 50%. We will not tell them, or do you want us to let them know that how much a discount they are getting on a certain amount of reward points?
Yeah.
Do you want the system to let them know, or it will be like a surprise depending, the system will decide. For example, a person is placing an order for, yeah, go ahead.
So I want it to let them know.
Sorry, can you repeat it? I missed you.
Oh, sorry. Yeah, I do want them to know. They will let them know there's a discount. They have a discount.
Of course, they have a discount, but do you want them to know how much discount you're offering on the reward points? Okay. Well, perfect then. This is another option we are supposed to add. This section will be added in the profile section and in the payment interface while the user will be making the payment. Okay, and what's the next screen? Administrative web panel. You will sign in. You will have user management, restaurant management, like you can add, edit, and delete the items, the food listing that you have. Okay, you can change the prices, or you can change the pictures. You can do all this thing. Okay, you can manage the static content options and details or information that we have updated in the user's application. Okay.
Okay.
And you want this for both iOS and Android?
Yeah.
Okay. So the application
How would you guys be building that? Would you be building it separately, or would you be using something like a framework?
You tell me.
React Native or
you tell
Flutter.
Me. Of course, it will be between React Native or Flutter. As I told you, we will develop it using the open source code. So you can always, if not us, so you can hire anyone else who can maintain the application for you guys. Or if you can do it yourself, you can also do it yourself. You don't have to keep us in loop. We will just, we work for, work for hire. You will only pay us for the development of the application, okay? But once the application is developed, we provide you a 3-month guarantee of warranty maintenance services, okay? Once the application is up over there on the app stores, it's a 3-month warranty services, 3 maintenance that we will be providing you to make sure that everything is working smoothly and you are not facing any glitches or issues. After the 3 months, it depends on you if you would want to go ahead with us. So you can purchase our maintenance plan for 12 months, and that is fixed 2% of the total cost of the application, okay? We do not
Yeah.
believe in hanky panky like brown, silver, gold, or platinum maintenance plans where people will say that we are providing a certain number of hours. No, we are available for you 24/7 for the maintenance throughout the year for 2% of the total cost of the application that has been created for you guys.
Okay.
Okay, so we have reviewed the user app and the admin panel slightly, not in too much detail. We haven't discussed a lot of details, but slightly. It will be created on maybe React Native or Flutter. We will decide it once the project is locked, depending on what languages you would want us to use. It will be made for both iOS and Android, okay? And we will provide you with the web admin panel. It's a software that you can use it on iPad or your laptop or computer.
Okay.
All right, so what I'm looking at right now, all the details that I have discussed with you over this call, it will take, this type of application will take around 100 working days.
How many months is that?
We are talking about 3 months, and it depends on how quickly we are getting a feedback from your side or how many revisions you will ask us to do. Maybe
And how many people would be working on it?
we will be having a project manager, dedicated project manager assigned to you, okay? Two designers
Okay.
and two developers, okay? One for the Android and one for the iOS.
Okay.
Okay? So around one, two, three, four, five people, and of course I will be with you guys, if there is any thing you would want to discuss or anything like that, I will be over here on over the email, over the call, and everything.
Okay.
Okay, so around 6 to 8 people will work on your application. It will take more or less around 100 days. We will be keeping the 100 days that I'm committing you right now. It's like I'm keeping a week or two buffer time, because we know that sometimes there can be a delay from the client side
Yeah.
or from our side, so it's just a buffer time. Or maybe you can just make sure that it will be completed within 3 months' time.
Okay.
Okay, so the process is simple: mobilization advance, okay, and we will prepare a detailed scope of work with you and wireframes. You will be getting unlimited revisions at this phase, okay. Until and unless
Okay.
you are not 100% satisfied, you can make changes within the wireframe designs, okay? If you do not want the button down at the bottom, you want it up on top, it's on you. You can make unlimited changes until you are satisfied. Once you lock the wireframe, we will move to the design and the second phase. We will provide you with a clickable prototype, okay? And then the third phase will be development, okay? We will develop the app, we will upload it on the app stores. We will make sure that it's running fine for the next 3 months. So this is our process and everything. And for this and the application that I've discussed will take around 3 months or 100 working days to get it developed. And so we have discussed everything right now. You have this website under construction and everything. Maybe you must have hired someone to do it, or you are making it on your own.
Heard someone.
All right. So have you set aside any budget for the application? Because you will be hiring someone for this application too.
Yeah.
What's your budget for the application?
It still hasn't been decided yet. I'm still discussing with my partner.
Okay. Well, for the 100 working days, the total cost for this application that I can see over here discussing the features and functionality that we will be using for this restaurant app will be around somewhere around 21,000.
Around 21. Okay.
Yeah, and that is the
Perfect.
total cost, but you are not supposed to pay that in one shot. We work on milestone module basis, okay? As I told you, there will
Okay.
be three phases. And the payment will be divided into three phases, 40, 30, and 30.
Okay.
Okay? So is it Oh, should you do you want me to share the document that we I have just discussed with you over the call so you can also review it and discuss it with your partner?
Yes, please send me
Sure.
an email of it and I will get back to you.
Sure, I'll do that. But yeah, I have given you a quote. What do you think? Is it like workable for you guys?
We'll have to discuss it and I'll let you know.
All right, Christian. You give me a couple of minutes, okay? So I can add some features that we discuss in regards to like the reward points and everything in my document, okay? And once it's finalized, I will send it over to you on email, okay?
Okay, perfect. Thank you.
Right, no problem, Christian. Thank you so much. You have a wonderful day. Take care.
Bye.
Bye-bye.